Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. I'm talking to George Voinovich, former two-term U.S. Senator, former two-term governor, and former mayor of Cleveland for 10 years. It's great to have you on the line, Senator Voinovich.
Well, I'm glad to be on the line, particularly come on the line with you, Ellen.
Thank you. You're 75. You've been out of office now a year and a half, but you're still very much involved in public policy debates. You recently told Joe Hallett of the Columbus Dispatch that you were hopeful that Congress may take historic action to rein in the federal budget after the election. I think that's the first time I've heard you say you're hopeful about the country's debt problem. What's up?
Well, I'm on the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. That's the group that's working with Ellen Simpson and Erskine Bowles. They headed up the president's commission, and unfortunately, the president should have supported their recommendations and didn't. The hope is that we can get something done in the lame duck session. If they don't do anything, the Bush tax cuts are going to evaporate, and the sequester of $600 billion in domestic spending and defense spending are going to go into effect. My feeling is they ought to forget about the Bush tax cuts, forget about the sequester, and just start from scratch, reform the tax code, and deal with our entitlements.
When you were in Washington, what did you hear from senators or members of Congress that made you feel like this is a possibility, that there might be the will to take this on? What were they saying to you?
They have to do something during the lame duck. There's enough information and there's enough concern that if we don't do what we call go big, in other words, go for a $6 trillion package that spread out over a number of years with enforcement mechanisms and really do what is intellectually honest, and everyone who watches will say that's an intellectually honest accomplishment, and I think we have a shot.
Last year, about this time, you said that your choice for president was Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. What do you think about Mitt Romney?
I was one of the earliest people in the country to support Mitt Romney. After Mitch decided not to do it, I met with Romney, and so I've been impressed. If he can do for America what he did for Bain, if he can do for America what he did at the Olympics, and he did a decent job as the governor of Massachusetts, I think he's a decent man, he's a smart man, and I think he'll be a good president.
Given that the whole deficit thing is your issue, and you've opposed the Bush tax cuts, and Governor Romney supports them, why isn't that a deal breaker for you?
I don't know if he really does.
Well, that's an interesting observation. What does that mean?
Look, we've got some really solid people, the Gang of Six, and they're real conservative guys. On the Democratic side, we had Ken Conrad and a couple of others. They have done an enormous amount of work. If they can handle this, think of what a relief it's going to be for him that whole issue is going to be over.
Let's talk about the Ohio Senate race that's on the ballot this year. Senator Sherrod Brown, a liberal Democrat, is being challenged by Ohio's Republican State Treasurer Josh Mandel. What do you think about the two candidates?
Well, I know them both, and I just think that it's going to be a good opportunity for Ohioans to decide, are they more liberal or are they more conservative?
Recently, a friend of yours, U.S. Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, was defeated. 6 years ago, he was the only Republican senator in the country to run without Democratic opposition. This time around, Senator Lugar, who's 80, was bumped off by a Tea Party candidate who criticized him for being insufficiently conservative. You came to criticize President Bush's execution of the Iraq War. You crossed the aisle to vote with Democrats to oppose tax cuts in the face of the deficit, and you supported extending unemployment benefits. If you were on the ballot this year, would Ohioans find you insufficiently conservative?
I didn't support President Obama's stimulus. I didn't support his health care plan. I call myself a common sense conservative. And in the case of the Bush tax cut, he just wanted too much money. Can you imagine if he'd got the $1 billion tax cut that he wanted? And as you know, we've held out and held out and held it. Got it down to $350 billion. And quite frankly, as I look back, see all of the costs of the wars, that even that at that time, I think, was too much. We do have some people out there that I think are well-meaning people, but I don't think they're sophisticated enough to know that there really aren't easy answers to these complicated problems that we have, and they don't understand that in order to get something done, once you're elected, you have to work with the other side to come up with a compromise or a consensus so you can move the country forward.
I've been talking with former Senator George Voinovich. Thanks so much for your time, Senator.
It was nice to talk with you too, Ellen.